cool.
Otherworldlyculture.com. Bloodhawk.com.
Stop it.
Here.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Otherworldlyculture.com presents Dead On Movie Reviews.
Salutations and mutilations. You're listening to Otherworldly Culture presents Dead On Movie Reviews. Tonight, we will present horror movie reviews and lively debate here on otherworldlyculture.com and on future select Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can join our live chat at that time by clicking on the live shows link or coming out to otherworldlyculture.com or coming to twitch.tv/otherworldlyculture. I'm your host, Tim Kretschmann, coming to you from the land of lakes and landfills, beautiful and smelly Muskego, Wisconsin. It's my honor to introduce the Faculty of Fear panel presenting tonight's lectures. And we are going to start with Adam Holzapfel. He's our hardcore otherworldly culture columnist, and he won't brag, but he is in fact the Taco King. Adam will slice and dice twice his film feast and menu of madness for us on tonight's celluloid entry to cellulite. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
See, I'll explain this in a minute. Please. Here we're going to explain this guy that's sitting right here. This is his first time on the show. We have Jeff Miller. He's a sports broadcaster and news reporter in the Milwaukee area.
All right.
And Jeff has interviewed celebrities on the red carpets at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And athletes in the dugout. Yeah. His enthusiastic style has given Dead On the Bases, Otherworldly Culture's latest podcast, a sporting chance. Despite having worked at local radio all the way through two networks, he is a gigantic scaredy cat. He's the ump. He's Jeff Miller.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on this week. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to be scared out of your mind. Okay. Yeah. And last but not least, the voice of the coach on home movies, Little Mikey Exler, is coming back again. He is the denizen of the dismal, the purveyor of the putrid, the lavish laughing ghoul of the ghastly, that volatile, vomiting, oozing boil of controlled substances and clowns, that exciting exclaimer of glorious gloom wrestling up from his stony tomb. He's the monster of the mad, Ghoul the Glad, and that sack of mumbling, moaning pus that barfs out baloney. Oh, he is our own panel purveying provocateur, Coach Michael Exler.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you. It's always nice to be welcomed in such a wonderful way.
You know what, Tim? I think you missed your calling. You could be one of those ring announcers. You know what? You could do that. You missed your calling in life.
Oh, God. You know what? I don't even write them. They just show up on my card, and I start reading them. It's like ghostwriting is happening on. And as everybody that listens to the show knows, Mike really likes ghost movies, particularly he...
Ghostbusters?
No, not Ghostbusters. I could start talking about pool cleaning equipment, but I'm not going to.
Oh, no.
There's a movie, Paranormal Activity 2, where they just keep showing shots of the pool cleaning equipment, and it's supposed to scare you, and it's just boring.
I swear, if you time it, it's 15 minutes at least.
Oh,
that entire film.
It is crazy. It is crazy how much they show that in that movie. All right, everybody. We are going to start, and Jeff had asked if he could go first. He must be out of his mind. that he wants to go first, but we're going to let him do it anyway.
I just want to get out of the way so I can just sit back, relax,
all right,
and listen to the people that know what they're talking about talk. So,
and I want people to know, I just noticed this on the screen, Jeff is not like sweating profusely. It's actually like an orange camouflage that he's wearing. He isn't sweating through his shirt, okay?
But most of the times when I do the show on Thursdays, because Tim picks the movies for me, and this is my own pick. So I picked the movie Bloodhook.
Okay.
It's a 1986 American slasher film. The budget on this was about $200,000, and it came out of Troma Entertainment. So you kind of have an idea already, if you're a horror movie person, what exactly you were in for $200,000 budget. They actually shot this movie up in Hayward, Wisconsin.
That's actually probably the most expensive movie really? That Troma has ever made.
Really? You guys would know. I don't know, but it's directed by
Mike Exler.
By Jim Mallon. And he's also the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, along with Kevin Murphy. The movie's 92 minutes long.
I think Kevin Murphy is Tom Servo, if memory...
What do you mean Tom Servo?
Term on Mystery Science Theater 3000. I think Jim Mallon is Gypsy. Ben, get working in the chat room, please, Ben. We need your help.
They do multiple voices as well, I believe.
Yeah, but I think those are their, like, the main voice that they do. You thought you were just going to read your review, didn't you?
No. Okay. I'm going to learn stuff. That's the whole thing. That's why I'm going first.
Okay.
I figured this out.
Okay.
So, go. And rough. No, it's 92 minutes long. It's about the right length for this kind of movie. It really was released in 1987. And the reason why that...
Ooh, side tip.
And another reason why I picked this, because it's not... This is more of a Jeff movie right here, because it's not... I'm not going to get scared out of this. I'm going to watch this movie... Have some beers and enjoy it. It also takes place in my home state of Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. Tim knows how much I love my state. And
Things in beautiful Raymond, Wisconsin.
It's in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Hayward. What I said.
Right. You just saw the big muskie. You
need to listen closer.
The movie starred Mike Jacobs, Lisa Todd, Patrick Dans, Sarah Hauser, and Christopher Whitting. A lot of these people only went on to do one or two other movies after that.
That's the Troma experience.
Is it really? See,
a lot of times they'll do a movie and it's like all volunteers.
Actually,
I'm not making that up.
No, actually, the crew.
That's true.
What's that?
Like the crew, the actors, everybody.
The crew on this came from public television.
Yeah, that's pretty standard stuff. They usually will promise them a ham sandwich. I'm not making this up.
I believe it. Well, look at this. Look at those things right there.
Yeah.
So Bloodhook is a movie about a serial killer who every 17 years reappears in the North Woods of Wisconsin. His method, a lure on the end of a fishing pole, which he casts, impales his victim, and pulls them in the water to murder them. Now, the thing that...
Well, this sounds reasonable. This is a good approach.
The average cast is 50 to 60 yards, so you mean to tell me you're going to see a boat 50, 60 yards away from you? And if it doesn't look right, he's casting on you.
I'm looking at these girls, and they appear to be hookers to begin with. Thank you. The bell.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Swear, but all right. So
sexual engineers. So.
have either Adam have you or Mike have either of you seen this movie before?
It's been a while since I've seen it. Probably. Mid-90s was when I last watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Of course you've seen it, Adam.
I've never even heard of it.
Good. Well, then I'm going to try to tease you into watching.
See that muskie that was up on the screen? That actually exists.
That's the world.
In Raymond, Wisconsin.
No, it's in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that's actually the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. It houses over 400 mounts and 300... outboard motors. It's pretty cool. I've actually been to Hayward and I've been in that museum. It's kind of cool. But let's try to get Mike into this.
Oh, by the way, everything I said about who did which voice, 100% true. It has been confirmed by Ben and the internet. So thank you, Ben, for the research.
Crow is my question. Nobody.
Crow is Trace Ballou. Ballou. Ballou.
I think he's one of the Mads that does the event. So,
I met both of those guys. They're nice.
Yeah.
So Bloodhook. So, Mike, this is why you want to see.
I told you, you got to keep going.
No, I am not, but I want to hear this other stuff too. I'm intrigued. Back to Bloodhook. This is why Mike's going to watch this movie. Okay. All right, Mark Jacobs, who plays Peter Van Cleese, goes up to his childhood cabin that his grandfather owned in Hayward, Wisconsin, during Muskie Madness. Which actually, Muskie Madness was supposed to be the name of this movie, but when they did some trials or whatever, nobody knew what a muskie was, so they went with Bloodhook.
Wait, hold on. Now, Adam, I know you used to be closer to this area. So, Mike, do you know what a muskie is?
It's a fish, isn't it?
See?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
But they didn't know.
It's a fish. What else do you need to know?
The muskie madness, they thought, well, it didn't have that horror appeal to it, so they wanted to go with Bloodhook.
All right.
And muskie, by the way, is our state fish, just so you know that, too. All right. So 17 years earlier, Peter witnesses his grandfather's murder. It is made known that cicadas are out. That's important because cicadas emerge from the ground every 17 years. And it is actually part of the devil's triangle that sets off the murderer. As people go missing or get killed, we see a huge muskie lure that impales the victims. But what they do is they have this muskie lure on a bunch of the different characters. So you really don't know who the killer is.
Okay.
Peter figures out that there's a combination of the two notes and the cicadas are all happening at the same time, and that's what sets off this killer every 17 years.
The cicadas.
The cicadas, yeah.
Set him up. Yeah. You guys know why? You got cicadas in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, fuck yeah, we do. Yeah. They're terrible.
Yeah. So this...
Hey, Mike... I will tell you this is better than Coon's Night of the Whatever.
Well, I mean, you set the bar high.
So. Is it, Adam, is it better than Cannibal Killer Clowns on Dope?
I wouldn't know because we haven't done the group watch yet, Tim. Yeah, what's up with that?
I'm taking off my headphones. I don't even want to hear it.
Here's something that really happened. I've been rearranging my collections in my room, as you might have seen, Tim, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I have all my DVDs underneath there. And I just knocked the cabinet real quick, and one DVD fell out. What do you think fell out?
Cannibal Killer Clowns on Dope.
I swear on everything I love.
That is spookier than a garage door opening all by itself. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, no, and then just a couple quick facts about this movie. Actually, are you guys familiar with Parks and Rec? I'm sure you are. In the the 2012 season, episode 5, in the episode Halloween Surprise, they actually played part of Bloodhook in that TV show, but it was called Death Canoe 4. So they played that in there. You know, this was shot, like I said, up in Hayward, Wisconsin. They shot it. What?
Raymond.
They shot over a 6-week period, and they hustled to get this done because the leaves on the trees were starting to change, and they wanted to get it taken care of. That muskie, back to that muskie again, it's 143 feet long. So in case you guys want to venture up to Hayward, you can check that Raymond. Out.
Or Raymond. And, now, what was the largest muskie ever caught? Do you know that, Jeff, off the top of your head?
I do. It's actually Cal Johnson. He caught it in 1949. I think it's 67 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay. See, you guys on horror, this guy on sports, it's sickening.
But the way that they end this movie, and then I'll let you guys get to yours, what they do is it sort of like ends like Flash Gordon. You guys saw Flash Gordon, right? It sort of ends like that.
I saw Flesh Gordon. It was really awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it ended the same way too. What happens here is that
you know what? The thing with that movie is you don't see the end coming.
Oh Jesus. So
I so hope my mom's listening.
So, so the killer in this movie, they know who it is, but he gets away, and so then I think that they were thinking about making a sequel to this. I know they were. They had to have been. Why else would they have let him go? Well, wait a second. Oh, I should have asked you guys. Should I have spoiled this? Mike, are you still going to want to watch this?
No, I don't think I am. There's not a lot that
sounds like it's right up his alley. There's the musky.
Yeah. So, but the cool thing about this is that actually. What was that, Adam?
I was telling Mike what pulled me in was the cover art.
Oh, the cover art is awesome.
Why do you think I ever watched it? I hate horror movies. Yeah.
It's iconic 80s cover art.
It's awesome. Trauma. I bet this made for a great VHS. I don't
think
it's
Trauma straight up. I think they got distribution deal with Trauma.
Yeah, they got the distribution.
Okay, I got you. I'm a little bit more interested now.
Yeah.
Well, one more, but what this is a party movie. This is a party movie. So you have your friends over, you pop a keg, and you just drink, play cards, whatever, and you have this in the background. This isn't a movie that you're gonna, or you can take a date to. I don't know. Anyways,
well, a girl you don't like a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, maybe you do like.
All it. Right, so okay. It's time for the report card.
You know what?
Give us a grade.
I'll give it a solid C. Like, go and see it. Or see it rented.
Go and see it. Get it? See it. No, oh, C, my C God.
Is, I've seen some A's and B's. C is actually the way to go on this one. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, we're going to go next to Adam. Adam, what have you been watching? Oh, God, my mom is in the chat room. Guys, clean it up. Clean it up.
Your screen. Do you have your streaming graphic ready, Tim? Because you know.
Oh, I do not have that on this setup. I had to change everything over because somebody had to have a camera on, you know.
No, you can turn it off. I'm not on anymore.
No, I don't have it on here.
Right under the bus.
What's this guy doing?
So I am reviewing 1989's Don't Panic.
That is the best hairdo I've ever seen. I just had to say that right now.
It's like the greatest American hero, basically, you know, wearing dinosaur pajamas. Yeah. It's a fucking 30-year-old man wearing dinosaur pajamas. Like, that's...
So you connected with the character immediately, huh, Adam?
Back in my 40s, I grew out of that.
Didn't go with the beard.
Look at that phone.
The collars don't make my beard pop. So basically follows the story of a boy who turned 17 and his friends got out a Ouija board and a possession happens.
Damn it.
Not really much to say about it. It's poorly acted. It's poorly dubbed. It's a Mexican film. The tagline is "Forget Freddy and Jason. Virgil's the newest nightmare in town."
Virgil? Virgil? Is this the Virgil I think that sets up at the conventions?
It'd be so awesome if it was. I kept hoping Virgil was going to come out with, like, the $1 million belt and just beat somebody. But it never happened. Oh. This movie should be called Panic. It's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
I can attest to that real quick. I lasted 15 minutes and I shut it up.
Oh, man. I watched the whole fucking thing, and like, you can tell the main dude that wants to be William Cat, he digs his and his friend's like, you gotta give her the magic rose and repeat these words. This movie has no clue what it wants to be. There's no gore. You get maybe 2 seconds of nudity.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a paranormal slasher, but the only thing you see is the dude's eyes turn red, and that's how you know someone's gonna die. But you don't see any of the death.
Wow.
Hey, okay, everybody take a real good look at that hairdo again. I'm gonna turn on the chat room for everybody if you haven't seen this. Ben steals it here. Ben's comment is... the white Jerry curl. It should be called the Gerald curl.
What I said, it's like he wants to be William Cadd in Greatest American Hero.
I love that movie, that TV show. It does look though. Like him. Yeah, it does look like him.
It does.
And we actually, in the previous version of this show, we got to interview William Cadd, and he's a really super nice guy.
And, really?
I enjoyed talking to him.
This dude?
Not this guy.
Oh.
I don't know who this guy is. Well,
who's William Cadd? That dude?
Guys, do you see what I'm dealing with? Do you see what I'm dealing with? This is probably the same way he reacts when I say Pete Petunia, and he tells me it's actually Pete Rose.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'll stop. Resume.
So, yeah, like, the only redeeming quality of this is the dude's pajamas. Like, other than that, don't waste your time unless you want to see a 30-year-old ride a BMX in dinosaur pajamas.
Does he wear those the whole show? The whole movie? He
pretty much does.
He needs the fuzzy slippers, though.
So. Fucking pajamas.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe he was locked down.
He was pre-COVID?
Yeah.
It was COVID before
lockdown.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I'm going to rock the pajamas. You know what? And it isn't just like pajamas. It's like idiotic children pajamas. There he seems to have a shirt.
There's an adult sizes in the 80s.
So
you can find them today in adult sizes because you can find anything on Amazon or eBay or wherever. But were those custom made for this movie? I want to know. Like,
was it in the special
features? Merch. There you go.
It's on Shutter. I won't waste money for a DVD of this.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Jeff, hold on.
Wait.
Jeff?
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to grade this thing? Just don't say it over the air. Just okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm giving it a D for dinosaur
pajamas. Oh, dang it, Adam. Damn it. You got it exactly.
I called that, man.
Oh. God, you gotta let me win once in a while, okay? All right. I will say, Adam, during your review, the chat room just went insane. It went crazy. C for the colonoscopy, I'd rather get than watch this movie. Oh my God, okay.
Hey, is that those 2 seconds of nudity, does he get the girl naked or is she just like naked on her own?
I mean, like,
of her own reconnaissance.
Day, so of course he gets her naked, but it's, damn, you know, it's not worth waiting for that to happen.
All right.
Fair enough. I don't know. Okay. I think if it's the right gal, you always want to wait. Yeah. Okay.
Magic roads, Tim.
All right. Let's go to Mike. What have you been watching?
Already, I decided to watch a film from 2021 called The Devil Below. I could tell you who's in it, but there's no one really worth talking about. Not even really the guy I'm going to mention. His name is Will Patton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bet you've seen him before.
Yeah, I know because I grabbed these photos and I recognized him. I was like, oh, that's the and guy, and with, you know, that gets a special billing, and he's probably in the movie, what, 2-3 minutes?
No, he's actually that's in him. The beginning, and then he goes away, and I was like, there you go, there's his, like, 2-minute spot. But he then ends up coming back, and he has a pretty decent-sized role in the film.
Okay. Well, I like him as an actor. He does a lot of bit parts, but I like him. So I'm interested to hear how this is going. Jeff has already indicated to me this looks way too scary and he'll never watch it. So just so you're aware.
So I'm just curious what this is all about.
I never do this, but this IMDb thing, I just need to read their description. A group of four amateur adventurers who specialize in exploring remote and forsaken places.
He's scared of the cloud, everybody.
Pay a visit to Stockholm Hills, a town in the remote Appalachian Mountains, which was abandoned decades ago due to a mysterious coal mine fire. All right, in that alone, like going out, there's red flags that pop up and uh-huh. kind of say, maybe we shouldn't do this. But that's a theme
no kidding. We'll talk about in a no little freaking bit. Kidding, man.
Who's the safety man on this trip?
Jesus.
OSHA was not involved.
We'll touch on that in a second. The film looks good. It's competently shot. It teeters on that indie film, studio film feel. I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, maybe the camera quality's not up to par, but then at other times it looks like it is.
That's called the rental camera syndrome, right. Where they ran out of rental on the one camera. Didn't that happen on Blair Witch?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, the guy you're talking to has interviewed all three of the principals on
Blair Witch. That scared the crap out of me. Are you kidding me? And it was just the very end that did it. Like, you don't know how long it took me to go down my basement again. Jesus, man. Now I'm getting, I didn't have to think about leaving tonight. Shit. I mean,
no, you're leaving. You're leaving, just so you know. I was legitimately
scared. Sorry, Mike. Sorry for interrupting.
That's all right. So the film, the acting isn't bad at all.
Yeah, okay. You just said the acting isn't bad at all. You said it looks good. Here comes the dumping. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to say the special effects are mostly CGI.
Mm-hmm.
The monsters, they're mostly people in suits. There are times that they do some running that might be some CGI. The kills were okay when they happened. That wasn't a lot. There should have been a lot more for a film being based on monsters. But again, the kills that happened weren't game-changing. They were just kind of average kills. But let's circle back to when we talked about red flags.
Yeah, average kills. It is a horror term, Jeff. My God. Every time the picture of the clown comes up, I take a look at it. And Jeff, and he's just scared. Just keep your eyes closed.
I'm telling you, Mike, I learn so much stuff every week, and now I'm learning even more this week. Average kills. All right. Let's bring it.
Well, we're just run of the mill. Like nothing yeah. very inventive.
No, that's cool.
But we're going back to the red flags. Now, I understand this is a film, and I understand even more so that this is a horror film, and therefore you must suspend disbelief.
Right.
But there becomes a certain point where you're just insulting my intelligence, and this is a bad fucking idea. There's no other way to look at this. Like, this is not going to end good. The 13 bad things that's already happened to you should have told you to turn around.
Right,
right, right.
We're heading on in. There's... There's a mix of some films in here. There's a Hills Have Eyes, even a Tremors feel, and Cliffhanger.
I'm going to turn your ass around, Jeff. You keep freaking out every time.
I'm just
time
sitting
that
here.
Picture.
I'm not even doing anything. I'll just...
Yeah, don't look at the screen. It's scaring you too much.
Whatever.
I'm sorry, Mike. Yeah. Go on.
It was it's a good mix of Tremors, Hills Have Eyes, and Cliffhanger.
There's Cliffhanger?
With Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, there's a lot of climbing in this movie.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the opposite of Descent. You're going up. It should be called Ascent.
lots of things. So I haven't spoiled anything. There's obviously monsters in this. I'm not going to say what they look like. But I've talked about on the show that when they fully reveal what the monster looks like, that's usually when the film turns to complete and total shit.
Yeah.
And this film decided we're not going to go there. We're not going to really show you what it looks like. Okay. You'll see flashes. You'll see parts. But we're just not going to give you a straight-on, steady cam shot of what this monster looks like. And I'm not sure if I respect that or not. I didn't know how to take that. What do you guys think about that? Not, like, maybe your shit's not up to par, so you're going to make it still look decent, but not fully show. What do you think?
I saw a movie that did that I really liked, Beneath. Did either of you see Beneath? It's about prehistoric giant fish that keeps people on a... There's five, six people on a little rowboat in the middle of a lake. Like a
chiller release or something, right?
I don't know how the hell I found this thing. Channel. Yeah, but you see the fish kinda, but you don't really get to see it real well, but you know it's a badass from the parts that you see.
Right.
And I'm sure that fish looked comical if you saw the whole thing. So I'm sure that's what the decision was. And it worked because the story was good.
Yeah.
You know, because the characters turning on each other was good. That's the problem a lot of times. And, you know, I know you and Rich were talking about this on a recent Horror Realm Radio. In Day of the Dead, you had high quality actors in that remake of Day of the Dead. And a lot of the reason that movie works is because you absolutely hate a guy that plays America's favorite dad on television every week now. It's crazy. Movie. You ever watch Modern Family?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that plays the dad that's like a magician and real estate guy, he is the most hiss-worthy villain you've ever seen in Day of the Dead.
Get out of here. You
slap him in the face as hard as you can.
He is the absolute worst.
Phil Dunphy, huh?
Yeah, he's fantastic in that movie.
What movie is it again?
You'll get it. Day of the Dead.
Okay.
It's Dawn of the Dead. Damn it, Dawn. Not Day.
Oh, why did I say Day? I said it twice, too. I'm sorry.
Well, you're saying Hayward for Raymond, and come on.
What?
Just get everything that's wrong.
That's it. Horror cards, Robo.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you...
Dawn of the Dead.
Is that the same one with Selma Hayek? I'm being serious.
From
Dust Till Dawn.
From Dust Till Dawn.
That one I want. But go ahead.
Yeah, you just want that clip.
I do.
I'm going to send him the YouTube clip, and he'll be okay. All right, go on.
So I read online that some people were really pissed that they didn't get a payoff of what the monsters look like.
And that's a risk you take whenever you go down that road. See, I've also said, like, The Descent. Remember the movie The Descent? I referenced it earlier. I actually think that movie's better before you see the monsters.
Well, I think they did it in a way like that you were going to have to see the monsters, and they definitely had the money behind the effects.
Yeah, okay.
I like how they drug it out as long as they could, where you had no clue what was going on, and then bam, these fucking things that I thought they were original as hell. You know what I mean? I
never
really seen much like that. Yeah, that's my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, they did so much tension building in that you had to have some sort of payoff with the monsters.
There was no tension building in this. It was pretty lackluster in that. It was just like, red flag in the face. Oh, we should get out. Oh, no, we're going to go forward. I guess that's what kind of took me out of the film. It was just like, man, why did you leave so many, like, obvious warning signs that they... There was even a Ralph, like, from Friday the 13th. Like, a dude that legit was like, stop what you're doing. Go home.
Really?
Like, nah, man, we got to keep going.
We were made for this.
So we get to the end, and we're going to see what happens. And the movie just literally ends. It just, the ending happens, and it is really lackluster.
Oh, so they don't cap it off. Yeah, they just run out of film in the camera.
Basically, it just is like, this is how we're going to end it. And they're going to have to deal with it. And it was just, again, I don't want to ruin too much. It was just, I don't know. It just was lackluster, and I think they could have done a much better job. And it actually, in my opinion, I think it hurt the viewing experience. And no, Tim, I'm not talking. It had a happy ending. It has nothing to do with the tone of the film. It was just like, oh, it's over. Okay. Great.
You're going to see one of Mike's favorite happy ending movies very soon.
So Devil Below, so it's not open for a Devil Below 2 is what you're saying, right? It just ends. Can you even say that? I'm not good at this, so I'm just curious. I don't want to put you on the spot, Mike.
I can't understand why they would do it. I can't see that they made any money with this thing.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
That's usually the best indicator that a sequel's coming out is it makes lots of money.
You know what? Looking at this box here, that box looks like Tremors in a way, right? The Tremors.
Or Jaws. It looks a little like Jaws, too.
Yeah.
I can tell you the monsters are very similar to Tremors in the way they move, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, but the monsters from what you saw were completely original. So I'm really on the fence about the monsters and, you know, did they take a bold step and by, you know, completely not showing it? I don't know. I don't know what to grade the film.
I got your prediction of what he's going to say, Jeff. So why don't you tell us what you're going to grade it and pick anything other than what Jeff predicted here on the sheet of paper?
I have to give the movie a D.
Oh, son of a... Gosh, darn you both. I'm so mad at you both right now. I'm going to show everybody. Okay, here we go. Hold on. There's Jeff.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's his D.
Yeah. D for delightful.
Conspired on this before you got us on the show.
I'm pretty freaking pissed. I'm pretty freaking pissed. I got to say that. Yeah, Mike, any last words on it?
No, I mean, if you can catch it. I mean, there's a lot worse things out there. So.
Like Bloodhook?
I keep finding a movie I'm going to hate, but I keep watching movies that are just kind of like, that's not bad. I'm capable.
Yeah. Yeah. We're always rooting for you to pick a movie that you hate.
Mike, out of curiosity, what's an A film for you? What is your absolute A horror movie?
Oh, man.
Do you have one? What genre?
I can have one,
like one of yours that you just is like a go-to.
Anything by Romero?
The Savini remake.
The which one? Goes.
The Savini remake.
The Savini remake of Dead. Yeah.
What about you, Adam? Do you got one that's just like a home run every time, or that you would say?
I have several that's a home run every time. I'd have to say a go-to, though, when I just don't feel like choosing a movie to watch would have to be Burial Ground.
Okay.
Oh, such a great movie.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm just curious. All right. Like an outsider here to find out. So.
Well, we know what we're going to be adding to the list. All right.
Jeff, you said you like movies about Burial Wisconsin.
And
movies about that. Have you watched a lot of serial killer movies about your local legends?
No, I have not watched any about Ed Gein or Dahmer. No, I have not.
Dude, a little factoid real quick, Tim, before we get to
your
thing. We went to Zach Bagan's Haunted Museum in Las Vegas when we were there.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the same room with his cauldron and the shovel that he used to dig up the graves.
Gein?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And that shit was surreal, man. That was crazy.
Yucky. Ooh,
it was yucky.
I didn't like it.
The room
was bad.
Yeah. Didn't they have in the serial killer room? Didn't they have like letters from Dahmer? I know they had a lot of Manson stuff there.
Manson's ashes, bro.
And you know
what? Ashes. Oh my God! Like
we were kind of rushed through that room.
I didn't want to be in that room anymore. Did we? They had Ted Bundy's glasses that he killed that little girl with.
Really?
He had them on when he killed the little girl, dude. I have goosebumps on my arms. That place is wicked bad.
Yeah. But I went to the same barber as Dahmer, so I got you all.
You did not.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. In fact, I still wonder if I was ever in that barber shop
with him
at the same time as him, because he looked freaking familiar to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let Tim do his review, but when we all meet in Pittsburgh, I'll tell you my Dahmer story. So we'll let Tim do his thing.
All right.
Nice.
About time, bitches. This movie has been, I think, rather well marketed. It seems like if you're into horror movies, somehow the previews for this thing have gotten into your streams or on Facebook and that. They've been pushing this thing. Yeah, well, you're watching sports 24/7, Jeff, right. So you're okay. Not seeing it. But this is the movie where Nicolas Cage gets locked into a Chuck E. Cheese style type restaurant, and the robots go crazy and try to kill him. It's basically, there was a video game very much like this called Freddy Got Fingered. I'm kidding, everybody. It is.
What the hell?
Did you like some sausage?
No, what is it? Five Nights at Freddy's? Is that the name of the game? I've never played this game. But
there, I don't know. I'm 12. So.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's, yes.
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's. There's an actual game that's like...
But there's a Tom Green movie that's...
Yes, Freddy Got Fingered. That's what I said. Yes, that's what I was referencing.
Gotcha.
But, okay. Anyway... shit. I don't know that I would say so good. I would say... So...
Jules, Freddy.
So not boring. How about that? So not boring. Yeah, you know, it's entertaining, but you're not happy that you've been entertained. Anyway, that's kind of the opposite of this film. I think if you watch the trailer, you have seen the best possible version of the movie, because the movie plays out with the 2 minutes of content you see in the trailer stretched over 93 minutes.
Oof.
It's repetitive. The story, I mean, I just described the entire story to you. That's it. It's paper thin. You know, they add a couple things of, okay, how did these robots become evil? And again, you guys know this about me. I don't want the explanation of why these things are crazy. Just let them be crazy. I think that makes it scarier. This movie isn't real interested in being scary. It's interested in over-the-top man-on-animatronic violence. And that's what it's about. And somehow they hit these robots and blood comes out. Now, the thing...
Like a t-shirt.
Yeah, well, he keeps changing the t-shirt throughout the movie. The thing that I'll say it does right... And this is the thing that Mike always brings up about Child's Play, is in Child's Play, it's a little doll that's attacking people. And Mike's comment all the time is, I can just throw that across the room.
That's what I would think.
Who cares?
Yep.
These things are big and bulky. So they actually seem menacing. And a few of them move very quickly as well.
Wow.
But... they're not really developed as characters, these bad guys. So when they're getting destroyed, you don't really care. Nicolas Cage does his Nicolas Cage thing and, in fact, doesn't speak a single word throughout the movie. Not one word comes out of his mouth.
Bullshit.
Not really? One word. And...
Interesting.
Interesting.
And I think they did it for the exact reason. It's like, oh, this is something everybody will talk about, that there's not a single word said in.
Wow.
Which, okay, but what's the character? I don't like, because I don't know anything about him. You know, and Nicolas Cage, here's the thing. Nicolas Cage takes a lot of shit because he takes a lot of bad movies. But as I like to point out, he takes a lot of movies that are risky, is what he does. Yeah,
it sure does.
You know, and that's why he ends up in a lot of bad movies. He takes risks. He's like, let's go. Let's make that remake of The Wicker Man.
Money but talks.
Let's also go and make Kick-Ass. You know, and I think he was fantastic in Kick-Ass. I think it's one of his best roles.
Lord of War is another great one.
Which one?
Sorry. Lord of War.
I have not seen that yet.
I agree with you. That's a good one. Yes,
I have not seen that one yet. That's one that's on my list.
That was meant for him. Sorry.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay. Yeah. He also made that one, Bad Lieutenant, Port of New Orleans. Did you ever see that one?
I remember that one,
It's a freaking Werner Herzog movie, of all things. It's really good. Because Nicolas Cage can act.
Like in Valley Girl.
He was actually good in Valley Girl.
I know he was.
And Moonstruck. He's good in, I mean,
Raising Arizona.
He can. Oh, God. That is a masterpiece. Let's. Okay. It is. And we're going to call him by the code names. Hear that, everybody? It's code name. But anyway, he's really good, and he's the reason to watch the movie. The problem is, it isn't reason enough as far as I'm concerned, because it just keeps going and going. And the joke is kind of played out. I would say at 30 minutes, like if it was a episode of The Twilight Zone,
okay,
you could have made something that was kind of creepy and it'd be okay. This movie just keeps going and going. They had like seven characters of robots or something. And it seemed like at some point they go, well, we better kill them all. We better get to them all. And I'm like, no, we got the idea. We don't need, you know, you could have had less characters and made the story better or something, but they just had these little characters. And at the beginning, they do that Waldo Vision type thing in the background where, you know, they turn and one of the animatronic figures that you figured is turned off moves a little. You know, it does some of that stuff at the beginning, which you totally expect would happen at the beginning of the movie. But even then, at the beginning, you're not really scared. And I think, and this might be a hot take, but I don't think animatronics are scary like clowns are scary. Some people, they're so creepy. I was always creeped out by Chuck E. Cheese. I'm like, really? I was never creeped out by Chuck E. Cheese. Now, maybe that's because I didn't start with Chuck E. Cheese. I had seen Walt Disney by that time, which does animatronics right. You know, you go and see the Country Bear Jamboree. That's a different level of animatronic than Chuck E. Cheese moving left and right like this as he's singing. So maybe that's why I don't find animatronics even slightly creepy. In fact, I often thought I should get one in here.
That'd be awesome.
But I don't have the room, you know. But I think it would be cool. There is an animatronics at a car museum that's near us. What is it? The Vibo Car Museum? It's just in... Adam, you must have gone there. It's in Illinois, near Gurnee, Illinois. What the heck is the name of the place?
Can't say I've been there, Tom.
Really? Okay, because... Well, the next time you're coming through Illinois, it is a good day trip. Because they have, like, a couple of the robots from an old Chuck E. Cheese in their lobby. But the rest of this thing is like acres of the most incredible cars that you've ever seen. Everything from exotic to they have, I would say roughly, they probably got 50 to 60 cars that were used in movies in this place, including like Knight Rider, and they have Luke Skywalker's Land Speeder. I mean, it's crazy what they all have. A bunch of the cars from Bond and Fast and the Furious.
They did a General Lee.
They did have one of the General Lees.
Yep.
But it, oddly,
yeah, the Titanic.
We saw the General Lee, and John Schneider wasn't there selling his autograph, which I hear is pretty rare.
I met Tom Wopat.
Did you?
I have his autograph.
You met the good Duke.
yeah, I'm anyway. Showing Miss Daisy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Sorry to disrupt
you. I will say that is one of the things in this Willy's Wonderland. There is one young lady in the cast. They do not go full naked with her, which is a mistake. That was a bad move because she was all right. The chat room has told me it's the Volo Auto Museum. I forgot what the name of the thing was. But it's a good time to go there if you're ever in the area. That's a fun little tour.
Okay.
But you will be exhausted by the time you walk through the thing. It is gigantic.
I know that you say Nicolas Cage takes risks and all that with his movies. But is this a situation where he signed a contract with a movie theater and he has to do so many movies, so they're like, you have to do this movie?
No, I think he took this movie because he had no lines.
Okay. Seriously, he has no lines. I
think he took it because that was the risk.
Okay.
It's a movie that probably would not work with him not in that role.
With somebody else in there.
It needed to have somebody kind of with his whatever it is that he brings to a role. I think a lot of people just like the idea of Nicolas Cage beating the crap out of robots.
Okay.
But that's, I think I'll just wrap it up with the grading. Does anybody have questions before I go to the grades?
You know, I knew nothing about this film.
Really?
At all. I didn't even know it existed. And then I saw people posting about it. So it completely fell under my radar.
That's surprising because I thought they really were saturating my YouTube. I couldn't go into another video without this thing playing the trailer. So I'm surprised. Adam, you heard about it. Yes or no?
Only from people posting about
really?
It. I didn't really see any ads or anything. Yeah.
I must be going to some weird animatronic site. I need to look at my history again. Yeah. What the hell?
Don't do that.
It must have been that robot porn I was watching.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Tim, you probably watched the Showbiz documentary one too many times. And
I do like the Rockefeller Explosion. That is a great, great documentary, and I still can't find where I found that thing. Anyway, I am going to give my grade. You got a prediction over there? Yeah. Okay, he's predicting my number on it.
Oh,
D-.
I was so close. I know you can do minuses and pluses. I took an F.
You went F? I almost pressed F, and I thought he might have pressed F.
I didn't know that you could do minuses and pluses. I know. All right.
I win every time.
Curveball.
I'm sorry. What did you say there, Mike?
You're not allowed to do an F minus.
No, F minus is a no-no. Because who tried doing that on me? Was it Rich?
Me. It was me with Cannibal Killer Clowns on Dope. You wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah, I still won't. Maybe an incomplete.
Yeah,
because wasn't it the movie where you said at some scenes they just put up a sign that says insert death scene here or something?
What?
It would just be a sign that says murder.
Oh, my God.
Explosion here.
We are trying to think of what we're going to do for a Halloween show later this year. That I just don't want to do this to myself. I don't want to do it.
Life-changing. Speaking of life-changing, I do have a movie that I would like Jeff to watch for.
Okay.
All right.
What is it?
Do you want me to say it now or later?
Yeah, say it now. Let's hear it.
The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Yes.
All right, that one you could watch.
Sounds like I'm going to learn something. Like it's
listen. Here's the reason that I picked it.
Okay.
It genuinely creeped me out when I watched it.
Yeah, it is scary.
Spectacular. The directing is spot on. The story is awesome.
Good acting. Yeah.
It's great all the way through.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's scary at moments, but it's not one of these ones that are going to make you fucking not sleep for 20 years. It's going to be something that
watch it during the day. If you
really
want
to get into the horror genre, I think that's a good one
to
get some really decent.
That's a high quality movie. Yeah, it's a high quality movie. It's got good tension, good suspense. But watch it during the day.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah, you got it.
It will scare you. I'm not going to say that it won't, but
it's you better not. I wouldn't let you go.
Well, let me ask you this though: is it on the level for honest? And this is it's something I'm kidding around a lot, but is this on the level of The Conjuring? Because The Conjuring screwed me up, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Conjuring.
Okay, yeah, this will be interesting for you.
Okay. All right. All right, I'll give it a shot. I will give it a shot, Mike. I will.
Do you know what movie I got threaded up for him, Mike?
What?
He's got The Mist coming up.
Oh, come on. Really, Mike?
One of my absolute favorite films. It makes my heart just happy when I hear that film, especially the first time you're going to watch. Is this the first time?
Yeah, this is it. He's popping his cherry with The Mist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that episode.
Next week, Thursday.
That's coming to Dead on the Bases, not this Thursday, the Thursday following.
Right, not in a couple days.
Because we have a bye week this week. Hey, everybody, check out... check out our website. There it is. And, Adam, I think you just came out with this one today, right? The review from the Crypt?
Of Come Play.
Of Come Play. And then we have Season 2, Inning 4 of Dead on the Bases out there.
With The Mist.
Well, that's not The Mist yet. That's one of the other ones. We have The Boy Behind the Door coming to Shudder. We have another interview from The Crypt with Jim Higgins. I haven't watched that one yet. We got another bye week in here because Jeff is just phoning it in at this point. But we got lots of stuff. We have another Dead On movie reviews. So we got a lot of content out there again at otherworldlyculture.com. And we do want to remind you, Jeff came on here today, found out that we didn't have four people, and Jeff wants to remind everybody that you can get your merch of Dead on the Bases if you come out to see us at our table at Horror Realm, if Rich is nice enough to give us a table at Horror Realm.
Or we'll set up outside. It doesn't make a difference. Hey, I want to, but before Tim wraps all this up, Mike and Adam, I want to say thanks a lot for letting me join you guys this week. Hopefully there'll be a spot down the road, but I had a lot of fun, and thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time. I'm glad you could make it.
Thanks.
I want to remind everybody, if you'd like to reach us on email, the best way to send those death threats is by sending it at our name at otherworldlyculture.com. I'm Tim at otherworldlyculture.com. That's Jeff. That's Mike. And that's Adam. You can just send that out, and we will ignore it, just like everything else. By the way, Ben is echoing you on Autopsy of Jane Doe. So I wrote it down here. But he says it's a good one, too.
Yeah, all right.
Even Ben.
Oh, yeah. I got it written down. I'll check it out.
All right. I
know what I'm thinking in my head it's going to be like, so I'll be curious to see if that's what it is.
Time it gets dark at Wisconsin, wait an hour, then watch it.
No, do not listen to Mike. Do not listen to Mike. Okay. And when you watch The Mist... like a Saturday with kids playing outside would be a good idea. All right.
Oh, man, that would even be better.
Shut up, Mike. Don't let him know. Okay. So, all right, everybody. Hang in there, pumpkin, until our next show coming in 2 weeks. And remember, as Alfred Hitchcock once said, there's no terror in the bang, it is in the anticipation in waiting. When you aim at horror, make sure you are dead on. See you next time.
Otherworldlyculture.com.
See, and this is like the closing part. And this is where I open this up over here. See? And we get these sounds.
Well, I usually don't like a lot of people and don't care about their stories, but they were actually interesting.
All right. Hey, thanks, everybody. Remember to tune in next time. Otherworldlyculture.com. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Here. Here's one you'll love.
Puppy monkey baby.